under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning. We do apologize. We were having some technical difficulties this morning with our connection with Dr. Youngblood. Please stand by. We'll try to have the problem rectified shortly. Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you join in the dialogue and discussion. In fact, we'd love to have you call in, asking your questions, giving your thoughts, your input as to what we're saying as we face the issues each and every day. We're asking the question today, should Christians have a voice in our government? Should Christians have a voice in our government? Perhaps you say, well, you know, that's not possible because there's a separation of church and state. Perhaps you say, well, you know, Christians are supposed to just tell people about Jesus and let the government do whatever it wants to do. Well, the question that then must come, how did Jesus respond to civil government? How did the Apostle Paul, Peter, James, John, how did Daniel respond to the civil government in his era? How should we then use that as an example for believers today, conservatives, Christians, and patriots today. We're witnessing today, ladies and gentlemen, a governmental system, as we see in the D.C. Beltway, one that, as we watch it, we see the Marxist media, the Socialist Marxist Communist Party, that's trying to undermine and tear down and destroy all that President Trump has said he's going to do and attempting to do. There's a move even among some in the Marxist left that say they need to impeach, a term that the Democrats know well, impeach the president, impeach Elon Musk. Those are some of the cries that we hear. What is it that the Democrats on the left, the Marxist media, what is it they're fearful of being uncovered, discovered, and revealed in the American political arena today that's causing them to be so frightful, so fearful, so anguished, so angry, and so determined to tear down our constitutional republic? What is it they're afraid of? What should we do in response to it? And when we see, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump's supposed to give his speech tonight, multitudes of the Democrats on the left have already decided what he will say, how he will say it, and as one said it, one Democrat said, that we already know that everything he says will be lies, lies, and lies after lies. Why is it the Democrats have made a decision, even before President Trump's speech tonight, that they're simply going to not show up? Are they going to come in with some kind of confrontation in relationship to his speech to the joint session of Congress? Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the deterioration of our constitutional republic. The Democrats on the left have already filed almost 100, I think it's 94 or 96, suits on local, state, and federal levels trying to prevent Trump from moving forward with what he promised in his election campaign that he would do and is now trying to carry it out. So with all that we see, all that is taking place, multitudes of those things that's happening that we do not have time to cover today, but those that we see happening, see taking place, and yet we see silence, for the most part, on the part of Christians and pastors. I'll talk about one pastor in California. His name is Jack Hibbs. He's challenging from his pulpit, challenging the left, challenging the Democrats, challenging the audience of about 10,000 people in his congregation to vote Republican. Why is it that we're not hearing more of that across America? Why is it that when a pastor does that, a conservative or a Christian takes a stand like that, there's an attempt to eviscerate, destroy, and tear down that voice? We'll talk about that today as we talk about should Christians have a voice in our government. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, says, If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a declaratory statement about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what is truth, how to recognize truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And we find that to be absolutely factual and truthful even today. The former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint made this statement in part. Headline about DeMint says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what he said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And then the latest survey shows that 55% of the millennials, that's the 18 to 35-year-old age group, have this position. They said there's no such thing as absolute truth. Their further statement is this. Each person determines their own version of truth. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I know that I use it each and every day on this broadcast by way of pre-monologue getting into the subject. And that is the statement from Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformer. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's our position on this broadcast each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. May I set the pace before we introduce our guest today and discuss this issue of should Christians have a voice in government? May I just set the pace with reading a portion? It's a 2-full-page article. I'm going to read just a portion. And it says the headline on this, to whomever wrote this, well said. When millions of illegals ushered in through the southern borders, you said nothing, speaking to the Democratic Party all the way through in this article. When they abandoned millions of dollars worth of military equipment to Afghanistan, you said nothing. When they flaunted to a two-tier justice system, one for them and one for everyone else, you said nothing. When they covered up Hunter Biden's laptop, you said nothing. When they passed trillions of dollars infrastructure bill that failed miserably, you said nothing. When they forced Americans to take an untested vaccine, you said nothing. When inflation crushed the middle class, yet you said nothing. When they sent billions to Ukraine, you said nothing. When chemicals polluted the water in East Palestine, Ohio, and they ignored it, you said nothing. And when Americans were raped, robbed, and murdered by illegals, you said nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire article talks about silence from the Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm sorry for the interruption. We just had a total power outage. One of those demons that got into the system just as we were about to go on the air fresh. We've gotten the problem resolved, and thank you so much for hanging in there. We were doing a partial replay of yesterday's broadcast, but after we got the power back on and the resources, technologically speaking, ready, we want to come to you today and talk about an issue, proof that the Democrats are un-American. The proof. I know some might get a little torn up with that. Just our sign out front says that, asked the question, are Democrats really real Americans? And got all uptight with it, the media uptight with it. Some loose lax lost demonic Democrats got all uptight with it. But the question still remains. And if you watch the speech of President Trump last evening, you shouldn't have any problem making a determination, a decision, are the Democrats truly American? Can you name one thing, if you watched the President Trump's speech last evening as he spoke to the House and the Senate, the joint session of Congress, as President Trump gave his address, can you find one thing in relationship to the response by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party that's un-American? Can you name me one thing that they did that would indicate that there is an American patriot mindset in the hearts and the minds of the Democrats that were present in the House, on the House floor last evening? I watched every moment of the speech, and I'm here to tell you today I am thankful that I did. It was a wonderful speech. Now, listen very carefully. I want to give you a little caveat at the very beginning of what I want to say today. President Trump is not God. President Trump is not infallible. President Trump is not in any way without fault and error. But I go back and look at how God used King David. King David was a fallen, sinful man, just as every human being under the sound of my voice. But King David was used mightily of God as the greatest king of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it'll go down in American history books that President Donald J. Trump was one of, if not the greatest president we've had in America. Now, I'm making that judgment call after 43 days of his being in the office in his second term as the 47th president. Now, something could happen tomorrow, next day, next month, or next year. I don't know. But I'm simply excited about what we see today. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear in Proverbs 29:2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I think we've been in a state of mourning for several years with the Obama-Biden administration. And I use that term, Obama-Biden, because behind the scenes, it was Barack Hussein Obama and Valerie Jarrett, the communist administrative assistant Obama used, that was pulling the strings, making the decision, even to the point when they kicked Joe Biden out. It was as a result of Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Hussein Obama that put Joe Biden out to pasture. So, ladies and gentlemen, the subject that we're talking about today, the emphasis that we're talking about, the issue that we're speaking about, is I'm using the term, and you can use it any way you like. You can challenge it. You can ask your questions. And if you watch the speech last evening, the call today, I want you to call in. I want you to tell me what you got from it. What was wrong with this speech? What was right with this speech? And why, this is the key question, why were the Democrats sitting on their hands, fiddling with their iPhones and holding their little dinky signs up that said liar or that's not true or one of them had a goofy message, he's not our president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you identify one thing that the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats did during that joint session last evening? Can you identify one thing that would indicate that they are in any way American or patriots? Love to hear from if you can name one. Love to hear one. I'm basing it, if nothing else, if we don't base it on anything else that we've seen or heard in relationship to the socialist, Marxist, communist, un-American Democratic Party, other than in the speech last evening. And President Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen, spoke for about 100 minutes. It was the longest presidential speech in history. Longest in history. And may I say to you, the Democrats sat on their hands for the entire speech. No standing, no standing ovation, no applause, no approval of any kind on any part of President Trump's speech to them. And I have, by the way, I've printed the speech out. I read the speech. I watched it last evening. I read it this morning verbatim, word for word for word for word, in relationship to what Trump said. So I want to know your take on it. I want to know your opinion. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. That's the telephone number, and I'd love to hear from you today in relationship to that. I'm looking at an article, and I'll touch on a portion of this article. And then our telephone lines will be open, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Jot it down in your memory, lest I forget to remind you again. Love to hear from you today. We're talking about the proof, if you want to put a little emphasis, the living visual proof that the Democrats are un-American was seen last night on international television. Headline, Democrats, U.S. Senators, bizarrely use the exact same script to rip Trump ahead of his speech. Ahead of Tuesday night's joint address by Congress, President Donald J. Trump, numerous Democrats, U.S. senators, have released videos of themselves blasting the commander-in-chief, apparently using identical script to speak. And the Democrats all respond, blank, it's a explicative blank, that ain't true. And the writer of this said, I'm just wondering, I'm just wondering how no one at any point thought to themselves, maybe this is not a good idea because it will look like we've all been given the same script. Doge, D-O-G-E, leader Elon Musk also responded to the clip stating, they're all actors just reading a script. And who's writing the words for them as puppets to be able to speak? That's a real question, Elon Musk says. He was saying that the Democrats prior to the speech had already made a decision. In fact, I listened to several of the socialist, Marxist, communist Democrats that are un-American before the speech on the different feeds yesterday. And they had the same talking points that he's going to lie, he's going to do this, he's going to say that, we can't believe him, blah, 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 blah. And then that's exactly what they did last evening, sitting on their hands, playing with their handheld devices, not even looking up into the gallery when there was some special emphasis on special people in America and what they have been able to survive through based on the Joe Biden un-leadership, if you will, non-leadership, if you please, in relationship to it. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Good morning.
You. I tell you, I looked at the whole thing also, and I was laughing and applauding when I think it's Philadelphia where the assassination tried to attempt of assassination.
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Huh?
It was Butler, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Butler, right. And when the young man, he got out of prison out of Russia, and his mother was there, and he was saying didn't do anything. He said, time he got in there, he got him out, and they showed the Democrats, and you know they were pissed off.
Well, the whole problem was, Kenneth, the problem was with the Democrats. They were not going to rejoice. They were frowny-faced. They were angry. They were hostile. They did not want the truth to be shown or told. And so it literally revealed who the Democrats are. I've used the term for quite some time now. I've called them the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. I'm calling them now the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Un-American Democratic Party. And that's exactly what they are. They're not showing any evidence. Listen, I've not seen a Democrat in the past 15, 20 years, and especially in the past 10 years, that will show any evidence of being anything that would be called Christian, conservative, patriot, or American. It just is not there. And so it just emphasized very clearly, and for everyone listening, Kenneth, if you watched the speech last evening, I want folks other than just you, Kenneth, I want others to call in. Tell me what you saw, what you heard, and how does it reveal who the Democrats really are? So, Kenneth, my exit question for you. Do you feel that the Democrats, based on what you, if you didn't know anything else but last night, can you say that the Democrats are American or un-American?
They are un-American.
Only un-American. You can't use any other term in my book. And we need to recognize that we are in America. God gives us the responsibility of being good citizens. God charges us to be salt and light. And yet we're finding with the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, un-American Democratic Party that they're everything contrary to what we would call American citizen or a patriot in our nation. Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. And the bottom line is we need to recognize what Trump is against. We need to recognize that it's a stonewall in the House and the Senate and the Democrats that are against anything that he does, no matter what he introduces, no matter what he says, no matter, as he said, if he were to come perform a miracle and cure the greatest disease in the world, he said, and he pointed to the Democrats, he said, none of you would applaud, none of you would smile, none of you would stand, and none of you would agree for me. And that's the whole bottom line. That's exactly what he proved last evening. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer for Donald J. Trump, for God to give him wisdom and strength and, most of all, protection in the days before us. We've got others on the line, so I'm going to let you go, Kenneth, but thank you so much for your call today. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, I was both emboldened and shocked by that last night. I'd like to say that, or ask you the question, could Biden have stood up there for an hour and made a speech like that and never made a bobble. He never miscued. I mean, he was, I don't think he was looking at a teleprompter like Obama. He just showed his real, real strengths. And I just was shocked when Trump talked about had the young man there that was cured of cancer, and they made him part of the Secret Service. Not one Democrat applauded. And when he had the two girls on there that were killed by the terrorist, and he had named, I think, a park after one, and he named a bill against terrorism after the other. Nobody, those POSs never, ever applauded. Dr. Youngblood, a Democrat is another word for un-American. You're the same as a terrorist. And I was just shocked. I called a rabid Democrat who has a business and asked him, how are you going to do, are you going to, he assailed Trump with every filthy word. And I asked him, how are you going to do business without 50% of your customers? Because 50% of them are Republicans. But Dr. Youngblood, I was just shocked, but also was in amazed of the man we voted for. I'm just so proud. I think he will go down as the greatest American president, or at least on the same par as George Washington.
Absolutely. And Tom, if there's one person that I think we could vivify as the face of the Democratic Party, would be that of Al Green, Marxist, Socialist, Communist, Democrat of Texas. What did you think about, and how should we take it with him standing up and pointing, shaking his cane at President Trump and all kinds of blabber facing Trump right there on the floor of the House? And Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, had to calm everything down, had to order the ones in there to bring order and to remove him. That's a good example of the Democratic Party. Angry, yeah. Hostile, rebellious, rejection of anything. Can you imagine when President Trump, for example, just one of the things that he did, President Trump promised to cut taxes for all Americans. I'm just reading from the article about that. Trump pledged across the board to cut, including taxes, including personal income tax, corporate, industrial tax, and goes on to talk about what he'd said about the taxes and the cutting the taxes. You would think that every American would rejoice with that, if nothing else.
Yeah, he said he was going to remove the tax on Social Security. Well, when I started drawing, I was appalled to find out, Dr. Youngblood, that even though I had paid in all that money that I paid taxes on, now I had to pay tax again.
That's double taxation, absolutely.
Yeah, double tax. And Lyndon Johnson, the Democrat to pay for his Vietnam War, is the one who imposed that tax. I would think every senior, black, white, Hispanic, Indian, whatever, would be rejoicing today. But Dr. Youngblood, there's only one word that you can use is ignorance. There are ignorant people in this country, and you have to just say that the mantra of the controllers, the Democrats, the enslavers, the Democrats, they listen to that. But it just boils down to ignorance, Dr. Youngblood, raw, unadulterated ignorance. And you can't fix stupid.
That's right. You can't fix stupid, and that's exactly where it is. I'm looking at an article, and our time's about up for this half of the hour, but headline says, accidentally, the truth, ? Watch Democrats in Congress stun with the Freudian slip. One of them said, in a tragic, seldom used Sydney, Representative Sidney Dove explained, we're going to continue to speak lies to truth. That's exactly what they're doing. Tom, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
Primitive Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine.